Moses, saying, "Send out for yourself men so they can spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give." I wonder which part of the story they had forgotten when it says, "I am going to give." You see, very often we can forget the promises of God and we just concentrate on the difficulties. So 12 men saw it, but only 2 men had a realistic view of what was going on. And so they spoke it. They said, "Oh, we can't take this. It's full of Canaanites and Hittites and all the other kind of ites." And you know, sometimes we think of these people from thousands of years ago being very, very primitive. Let me say something about the Canaanites. They were certainly not primitive. They were brilliant musicians. They worked in stones and precious metals. Something that I was quite interested in is that they were good houseboat make builders. So for their leisure time, sounds like today, doesn't it? Can you imagine that? Canaanites building themselves nice little houseboats by the river and spending leisure time by the river. We don't think about things like that, do we? They were brilliant chariot builders. They had social clubs and guilds. They had social welfare systems. They had specialist crack troops. But on the downside, they were very, very pagan and put their children in their fire to burn their children to their pagan gods. It's just like the guys who gave the bad report wanted to live with the problems without dealing with them. And when they couldn't deal with them, they just kind of gave up. And they came back and they said this, verse 33, "We became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight like grasshoppers." Now, what's wrong with grasshoppers? Perhaps we can have some slides up. If you can change it over and we'll have the same for next picture. I wonder if this will work. There we go. If we move on from Josh and Ellie. Choosers and losers. Because we've got different choices we can make. You see, we either choose God and follow him or we end up becoming a loser. So here's the spies. They come back and they say, "We can't overcome it. We're just like grasshoppers." So what is wrong with a grasshopper? Well, I like grasshoppers. When I was a kid, I used to breed lots of different kinds of insects, from hawk moths, dragonflies, and stick insects. But my favourite was probably grasshoppers. Some of them are really, really big. Do you like grasshoppers, Gemma? You don't like these? They're really cuddly. They're really, really nice. Look at this. There's some little baby grasshoppers. You know, there are more than 11,000 different types of grasshopper. Same family as the locusts. They're part of what's called the catidids, in case you wanted to know. But locusts dwell in big communities and swarm, whereas grasshoppers don't. They like their independence. And isn't he just cute and cuddly? I mean, look at this one. He's even got matching shoes. Can you imagine going to a shoe shop as a grasshopper and saying, "I need 3 pairs of shoes in size 27, if you got them, please." So here he is. Absolutely beautiful. And looks like we've stopped again. Come here to the next slide, Donald. Yeah, come here, the next one. There we go, here's another one. He's full of spots, but really, really pretty. And the next one. See, really, really cute, aren't they? I don't know what we're so afraid of. Difference between a grasshopper and a cricket. I don't like crickets. They're dirty and they've got lice on them. And they've got this long thing for putting their tails in the ground to lay eggs, so I don't like them. Now, here's the anatomy of a grasshopper, which is absolutely brilliant. Where it says spiracles here, that's their lungs. So like we've got 2 nostrils. A grasshopper has nostrils all the way up its body. They're called spiracles. And so it needs a lot of oxygen to get into its blood supply really, really quick, because here you've got this massive muscle. If I was a grasshopper, or if I had the strength of a grasshopper, I could actually jump over St. Mary's Church. So that's from size to weight proportion. If I had legs like a grasshopper, that would be really exciting, wouldn't it? You know, absolutely brilliant. The problem I had with a grasshopper is, and I'm getting to the point, so don't worry. I do like grasshoppers though. I think they're absolutely really cuddly and brilliant. Is working out, where does a grasshopper have its ears? Now, if you had your ear, see where it says tympanum, just there, that's its eardrum. So it doesn't have an ear lobe where it goes in. Its eardrum is literally like a drum skin on the side of its body, just here behind its leg. And I find that interesting in a couple of ways, because all a grasshopper can hear is its own chirping and its own burping, because its ears are right down its backside. Can you imagine that? I'm jolly glad that God has put my ears on my head. And we'll leave it at that, okay? And so the other interesting thing about the grasshopper is it's got these massive legs so it can jump out the way when its enemy comes along. So all it's interested in is its own chirping and burping. And so when they say to themselves, we were like grasshoppers, they're not describing themselves as nice little cuddly creatures. They're describing themselves as creatures that live in constant fear, and that's why they live by themselves. They've got their own little bit of territory, and they sing to each other, but they live in constant fear that they're going to be eaten. So they've got these massive legs to jump out of the way, and they've got these massive earlobes to hear their own chirping and burping, but actually listening to what the others are saying, because they've all got a different song. So if you've got 11,000 different types of grasshopper, that's it. That's 11,000 different types of language for the grasshopper as well, depending on the species. So they're actually listening in and speaking to each other, communicating to each other, of where to get food and whether there's an enemy coming along. And so it's an insect that's totally driven by fear and on guard all the time. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to call myself a grasshopper, because I don't want to live a life where I'm constantly living in fear and just listening to what other people are saying about life in my own little remit. So when these spies come back and say, we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, in other words, all they're saying is we're just listening to our own chirping and burping and our own grumbling. I guess what, in 2019, I don't think God wants us to be like grasshoppers. We might be overwhelmed in the situation, but this is not something that we should call ourselves as the people of God. In the book of Peter, it says that we're God's chosen people, a royal priesthood. That's a different image to a grasshopper. And yet sometimes we get so overwhelmed, we say there's too many problems in the land, there's too many problems in my own life. I'm just like a little grasshopper. Chirp, chirp, burp, burp. Izzy legs, cute little legs, aren't they? But can you see, absolutely massive. If I have time, I'll talk about the muscles and the self-lubricating joints, which are absolutely brilliant from an engineering point of view. Anyway, if we can take that off, please. Please don't all time. Oh, no, actually, we need to leave it on for a moment. Oh, this is brilliant, but we haven't got time for that. This is its worst enemy. Did you want to know about the anatomy? Here's its heart. His heart goes all the way down there, look. And then the spiracles, or the breathing holes, feed the lungs, which are right down the whole length of its body, because it has to get oxygen to the muscles and things really, really quickly and instantly. Now, this is the nemesis of the grasshopper. This is the praying mantis. We probably should be talking about these things after 9 o'clock in the evening, because there's a horrible threshold coming across now. Turn away if you've got a nervous disposition. In other words, when the mantis comes along, he takes the grasshopper, turns it round, nibbles his legs off, takes his head off, and then sucks him from the inside. A praying mantis never drinks, it just sucks out the juice. Anyway, moving on. There we go. We'll leave that, because that's not very nice, isn't it? But you get the image of what I'm trying to say here is the choices that we make in life and our attitude to those choices reflect our walk with God. The 10 came back and said, we were like little grasshoppers. In other words, they're just listening out for their own burping and chirping. What's going on out there? Feed me some information. And Joshua and Caleb said, no, actually, we can actually do this because God has promised us this. The majority is not always right. You've got to look at the character and the walk with God that person has. And the challenge for me in 2019 is exactly the same as Joshua and Caleb. When I go into the land and when I go into the world, the choices I make, are they a reflection of what God has said? Surely you can do this. Surely you can do that. I am with you always to the end of the world. We've reminded ourselves what Jesus has promised us as we've sat around the table this morning. That this life is not it. There is another life to come. Okay, if we can turn that off now, Donald, that's great. But I do love those kinds of things. And so the image that the Bible gives us is a totally different image. And the image I actually prefer comes from Isaiah chapter 40. And Isaiah chapter 40, if I can just find the passage here. I did put a mark in it so I wouldn't forget it. There we go. Says this. Do not know, this is Isaiah 40 verse 28. Do not know, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord of and the creator of the ends of the earth, he doesn't become weary or tired. His understanding is unscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Now, the bad news for 2019 is there will be times when you feel like you're running and you're getting weary and tired. That's the bad news, so we'll get that over with. The good news is this, that you are not a grasshopper. Hello? It says those, you don't sound very convinced, those who wait, we think of waiting as a passive word, but it's an opportunity word. While we wait for God, it says those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength and mount up with wings like eagles. You know, an eagle never goes for a grasshopper to eat. Do you know why? It's too small and too insignificant. It's just not bothered with that. I'd rather take a little sheep or a goat, but we won't talk about that either. And so our perspective is totally different. Instead of listening to our own burping and chirping and in survival mode all the time because we're just hopping from one dangerous situation to another, we're kind of up there looking down, seeing the world from a different perspective. My mother, bless her, before she passed away, she said to me, Wayne, you need to keep looking down. I said, no, Mum, you need to keep looking up, because that's where God is. And she said, no, because the Bible says we are seated in heavenly places with Christ, and so we need to look down and see his perspective on the situation, and not this perspective from a world's point of view. And if we wait for the Lord, we'll rise up as with wings like eagles, and we'll begin to see it from his understanding and his viewpoint. Have you not heard? Have you not seen? The Lord is an everlasting God. And so we will need to mount up with wings like eagles. Now, let's come back to this passage in the book of Numbers with Joshua and Caleb and the spies. And we'll put some differences in between a grasshopper, chirp chirp, and an eagle flying. Now, I'm going to need some help. At this point, you remember I said I keep forgetting things? Well, some of the things that help me remember is visual and listening things. And so when I mention grasshoppers, I want you to go chirp, chirp. There we go. Can you do that, please? Grasshoppers. Now, I need you to do that in 11,000 different variations of linguistic grasshopper language. Chip, 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 chirp, chirp, chirp. That's absolutely amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, how could that evolve? That's God's hand on that. Now, when I talk about eagles, I want you to go, shh, shh. Can you do that? If you can't, I'll give you some of my pills and you'll be doing that from the sea. So, grasshoppers. Eagles. Shh. Great, okay. Eagles have vision. Joshua and Caleb said, we can. Grasshoppers, they have tunnel vision. They say, we can't. Eagles come out of the desert. Grasshoppers stay in the desert. Eagles believe. Joshua and Caleb said, yes, God has promised this. Grasshoppers deceive. They say, we can't do this. It's exactly as God has promised, but we can't do this. That's kind of strange, really, isn't it? If you know, you've got the promise of God smack in your face, and you say, no, I can't have that. It's too big. And they deceive, and they cause them to be attempted to be stoned. Eagles. I can't hear very much on this side. Maybe if I turn myself up a bit. There we go. That's eagles. That's better. It sounds like the water tanks burst somewhere, doesn't it? Eagles choose life. Grasshoppers choose strife. Eagles can fly. Losers. Grasshoppers just jump. Isn't that interesting? There's a difference between an eagle, obviously anatomy-wise, but the grasshopper just jumps from one point of fear to another point of fear. I tell you what, I don't want that in my life. I don't want to be a grasshopper. I would rather fly. The eagle, the choosers, know that God is limitless. The grasshoppers come on, you've really got to work hard on this side. It's only Jan doing the noises, as far as I can hear. There we go. So choosers know that God is limitless. The grasshoppers only know their limits. They know that they can only jump so far out of danger, into other danger. Eagles overcome. Grasshoppers are overcome. And so losers or grasshoppers just go chirp, chirp. They argued, they murmured, they grumbled in the desert, even though they knew the blessings, provision and presence and guidance of God. You see, the problem with the grasshopper mentality is that they were... Thank you, whoever did that. God bless you for that. The grasshopper... Sorry, we'll leave the grasshoppers out. The grasshoppers... Thank you, Richard. Forgot what I was saying. Their mentality was, you know, we were better off in Egypt. But not just that, our death would have been better off in Egypt. It would have been better if we had died in Egypt or died in the wilderness. But Egypt, they were out of Egypt, they were coming out of the wilderness, but Egypt was still in them. Can you see what I'm trying to say here? And there's a very real sense that in 2019, we need the world out of our hearts and more of him in our hearts. Otherwise, we will say, oh, I'm just a grasshopper. Just lonely, only me. Thank you, God bless you for that. I'm going to be an eagle. Yep, anybody else want to be an eagle? I want to see things from God's perspective and be seated in those heavenly places where he is. The losers got exactly what they saw and what they wanted. The grasshoppers stayed in the desert and died off. It was only Joshua and Caleb who actually moved on out of the wilderness into the promised land. So how can we summarise this wonderful deep message about grasshoppers? Thank you. And eagles? The closer you get to God, the more you walk with God, you suddenly realise that, as in the book of Peter it says, we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. And as we reminded ourselves this morning that if Jesus died on the cross for us, and that is a limitless, timeless position that he has given us, as we remind ourselves of the cross, does he think that you're a grasshopper? Chirp, chirp, burp, burp. No. He died for you because you're worth far more than what a grasshopper is. And so we need to come out of that mentality. We don't have to die in the desert. We're not a grasshopper at work or at home or wherever we are. See, the desert is a difficult and infertile place. But we can choose life. Just as David faced Goliath, Joshua and Caleb face their giants in the land as well. In verse 9 of chapter 14, Joshua and Caleb says this: do not rebel against the Lord. Do not fear the people of the land, for they shall become our prey. You see, that is an eagle mentality. Nothing eats an eagle. Can't get at it. It's too high. It's too quick. Its eyesight is absolutely fantastic. Nothing gets an eagle. They should be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear. From grasshopper to eagle, what will you be in 2019? Well, we're going to close our time this morning by singing a really good song. There is a Redeemer.